greetings to you once again. In the name of the Most High, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who came into this world. In the name of the one that came into this world to show us how we are to do what we do here. Gave us the example, taught us the way, and said, look, remain in me and my words remain in you. You're going to bear fruit. Abide in the vine. You are the branch. He's the vine. One in the Father, one in the same. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Okay, so we go forward in truth. We go forward in that which is real. We go forward with Him. And as we move forward in this life and in this entire situation, which is getting really getting to be a strain on so many people. Excuse me. The second I start talking, get that frog in the throat. Been trying to clear that for so long. But, you know, a lot of things coming up, a lot of things coming to a head. Frequency changes as the the actual frequencies of what's taking place on the earth are changing and shifting. A lot of things that have been in the dark can't stand it. And a lot of things are struggling to cope with the new, the paradigm shift that's happening. See, one of the reasons the worlders are pushing so hard to try to get global control is because they're losing control. I know that that may not seem like it sometimes with the things that are happening on the surface, but they're losing control. And that's why their attempt to control is becoming more and more overt, more and more obvious. See, before, a lot of the control was hidden. A lot of the things that were being done behind the scenes. You didn't see it, you didn't know about it. Now you see it, now you know about it. So you see and know the list of people that went to Jeffrey Epstein's island. It's published, it's out there. Now, look, this guy was a billionaire in New York, lots of people knew him, but if you went to that island, if you went to his pedophile island, you went there for a purpose. So sex trafficking of children for the people that were on that island. They weren't there to scuba dive. They weren't there snorkeling. They weren't there kite surfing, okay? What else have we seen? Well, stuff's come out now where this Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell, in her testimony, that the FBI had information for over a decade that she had given them. Pictures she had given them. So now what's the question? What is the FBI doing? You know? Just want answers to the questions. Just want answers to the questions. They had this information. Why didn't they act on it? What are they actually there for if not to protect children that are being trafficked? What are they actually doing then? It's a question. Who within the FBI stopped that from being investigated further? Stopped that from being taken further? Stopped that from being in being actioned? You know, these are things that need to, as you start digging, you're going to get answers. As you start digging and asking questions, people have to come up with an answer to that. Did James Comey know? Well, James Comey was the director of the FBI. How much did he know? McCabe, Stark, all these names. People that have been disgraced. What did they know? So it sounds like Prince Andrew's security detail, who, you know, all the royals have 24-hour security, but all the records during the times that he went to do stuff with Epstein, those records are gone. Just on those days. So now, is that royal service that's there to take care of and watch over the security of Prince Andrews. Okay, they're aware, obviously. They know, obviously. Somebody gave the order to cover things up, obviously. So you see what happens. It's not just... So this is where we start getting into the enablers of the system. You've got the perpetuators of the system, and then you've got the enablers of the system. The people who, by their participation in it, are complicit in what happens and takes place. They're being exposed as well. Going along to get along. And look, I get that for a lot of those people, they're just quote unquote trying to do their jobs, or they're just trying to keep their head down, whatever it might be. But these things aren't right, and it's because so many people have done that. We have a world like we have right now. It doesn't have to be the way things remain, but this is how we got here. We got here by a lot of evil people in positions of power, and a lot of other people around them just doing what they needed to do to get by or to advance. You know what? Started watching a series. I do watch a bit of Netflix, called The 100. Actually recommended to me by a couple other people, so I started watching it. I tell you, they put it all in there. You've got the outer space connection. You've got the wars all over the place. Everybody just fighting with each other over everything. You've got all the justification, the double standard. You've got the human trafficking. Oh, yep, that's very much in there. You've got the blood. The vampires in different form, but yes, taking the blood in order for them to live. You've got so many themes all in there. Now, you know, they just, unless they put this stuff into a story, it doesn't really have much interest. When you get down to the stuff that has any kind of interest as far as a movie or a series or anything like that, it's usually got to have truth in there, woven into that. And about one of the few ways that you can get the messages out is through a genre like fiction or sci-fi or horror or something else that so it can have an excuse for saying what needs to be said. Because you put things out as documentaries, you put things out as actually what happened, it gets crushed. You know, there was a, back to the human trafficking, there was a the Franklin cover-up, which was involving sex trafficking of kids from Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska, to Washington, D.C., that were used by high-level politicians. And within that group, George Bush Sr. is somebody that's named. All of that information there. Okay, was this the program 60 Minutes did a documentary on that. And the documentary that they did was... right before it was about to go on air, got crushed. Now I've seen the documentary. I've actually seen it. It's quite good, quite well done, quite well put together, very professional. Interviews with all these kids as they've grown up later in life, as they're older, and they go through and discuss what their experience was. But crushed right before it came on air. Now, somebody got that tape and put it up on YouTube, and I think it's probably been taken down since then. So people that have downloaded a copy, you got it. But yeah, this thing is, it's like the thing that everybody knows but nobody's willing to talk about. But now, as light continues to come in, as the frequency continues to change, as things continue to push up, and it's uncomfortable, everybody. It is uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. But look, if you're a child of the light, you will adjust. Let me give you an example from nature. If you go to a higher level in nature, right? If you go to a higher level, so you are at 100 feet above sea level, and then you go up to 8,000 feet above sea level. Okay, it's uncomfortable initially, because now you are at a higher elevation. There's less oxygen. Things are different. But what happens? Well, you adjust. Your body adjusts. Your being adjusts. And after a while, you take in more oxygen because your body acclimatizes to that higher level. So listen, while we are going up in frequency, you will adjust. But you need to continue to stay, keep those instructions that God gave us from the start right in front of you. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on the Father. Because when you see Him, you see the Father. We're one in Him. So keep that focus in the right place. Ride the wave. Be aware but not distracted. There's a lot of things that are going on. We need to be aware of them. But we don't need to be distracted by them. Don't let those things control your consciousness. Because they're trying to use your consciousness to assimilate and to fabricate the reality that they want. They need to create through you. You are the catalyst for creation in this life. There's some interesting stuff out there. You can look into it on your own sometime. If you look up things like the morphic field, if you look up things, there's a lot of stuff that's out there about the power of our focus, our thoughts, our prayers, absolutely. And if you look those things up and you understand then why too, they work so hard to control the collective consciousness, to control your thought pattern. You've got to understand that that's a very important, very valuable commodity for them. And in order for them to be able to do what they want to do on the earth, they have to have control of that and direct that consciousness, your consciousness, where they want it to go. Not where the Father would lead you. Not where you within your spirit, and the kingdom is within, would be wanting to go. They can't have that. They can't have you creating according to the will of the Father. They need you to create in accordance with the plans and purposes of the world and the world system. They want you to create a better mousetrap. They want you to create a better slave system. They want you to create something that furthers their agenda, and they will compensate you accordingly. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because you have it within you to create. But where is the options? Where are the chances? Where is the place where your talent can be utilized? Where you're not put on a hit list for doing the right thing. For creating something that nobody else has created. For speaking the truth. You know, I tell you what, the shadow banning is annoying to me, because we do put in some effort to put these things out, to put these pods out, and but the platforms put it up in a way that you don't see it. Now, I know you don't get to see it, a lot of you guys, just because of the limited reach. People that I know that are looking for it and they don't see it when it goes out. You know that recent Twitter hack that happened where they got a hold of a bunch of celebrity accounts and they told them all, they told their followers, send me some Bitcoin and I'll double it and send it back to you, right? Okay. Well, that was an inside job in Twitter. That's kind of the security assessment because people were having 50 character passwords changed with two-factor authentication. So, you know, that can only happen internally. And so when, you know, that happened from a central point, single point of failure, and when that type of attack took place, well, there were now information that's leaked out of Twitter, screenshots as well of the admin dashboards. And yeah, you can shadow ban people. They have that. It's come out. So Twitter shadow bans people, shadow bans accounts to keep that voice from getting out there. Okay. So sometimes you wonder if some of this is an exercise in futility. But why would they ban content of people speaking their truth and speaking that which and saying things that just need to be said? Why would they choose certain material and not others? Look, it's about the spirit that's within you, even more than the content. If your spirit's in line with the truth, and you're trying to do what the Father said, that's dangerous for that to be out there. And they don't want that to have a lot of traction. They don't want that to go viral. They don't want that to be able to connect with people and for people to be able to connect back. That's not what they want. They want people that further their system. So, we adjust. But as we adjust, and as we adjust the way that we deal with and work through this world and all that's going on around us, you'll understand that you may have to do things differently. You may have to do things differently than the way the world thinks and the world does. And they may not be on the same page when you try to explain what you're doing or how you're doing it. But this is where that needs to come from within. The Father within will show you what to do without. And sometimes people may not be with you and on the same page as you. And you may need to encourage yourself in the Lord, if nothing else, even as David did. But know that the Father's with you. And you can trust Him. And in that trust, you go forward. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us some emails. Faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right. Blessings in our Creator. Peace. We love you.